You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Live? Do the people out there hear us?
Clearing my throat.
Go live. I want them to hear. I like them to hear the little bit of chatter right before we hit the music. We're live?
We're live.
All right, guys. Don't say anything about the Jews.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, bitch. We're back for another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Luis J. Gomez. Sitting in studio with the international superstar Zach Amico. What's up, kid?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for being you.
Thanks, man. And our very good friend. And I don't know what we don't have a title.
Is that his nickname? Very good friend.
Yeah,
very good
friend. You got the international superstar and very good friend.
You don't have a name. You need to fucking come up with a cool, snazzy name. Chris Scobo. Fat Ass Scobo doesn't work. It's like, that's not a name that's putting you. You got to put yourself on a pedestal here.
Yeah, don't put the pussy on a pedestal.
Yeah, you don't put the pussy on a pedestal. You put yourself on a pedestal here on the Real Ass Podcast. I have no problem with being cocky. I have no problem with patting yourself on the back. I have no problem with
I didn't say gloating cocky,
about
I would
your
say
own accomplishments.
Confidence.
No, I don't. No, I like cockiness. Confidence is for bitches, okay?
What?
Cockiness is for real ass dudes. And that's why I'm very happy to announce. I'm super happy to announce my brand new show on SiriusXM starting on June 29th, 8 to 10 p.m. Below the belt with Luis J. Gomez. And yeah, I deserve it because I am simply the best. Yeah, guys, it's been a long time.
Is it by yourself?
I've tapped Chris Tinkle to come in and
your wingman?
Wingman me.
Are you Iceman or is he Iceman?
I don't know what that means.
So it's below the belt and above you in the industry?
Look, man, I've been working a long time on this show, and I've been going back and forth with SiriusXM for a long time. And we got it done. It was, dude, listen to me. This is going to be a fucking, it's going to be by far the best mixed martial arts program ever. Like, it's, the idea is we're, me and Tinkle are hosting it, obviously, but then we're bringing in a round table every episode of different comedians, fighters, MMA personalities. The first one we got Big J Soder and Matt Serra, Matt the Terra Serra lined up for it, which is pretty...
It's a really good one.
Yeah, pretty sick.
So it's going to be like an hour with you and Tinkle, and then the second hour...
No, probably half an hour, 45 minutes with me and Tinkle.
And then the rest.
Yeah. So yeah, dude, I'm really pumped about it, man. And so I really had to... I have to suck my own dick on today's show. Nobody believed in me. I want to say this. Nobody
and
in the industry...
Nobody still does.
No. Some people do.
Who?
SiriusXM believes in me. Anthony Cumia believed in me. They can't even believe in each other, yet they were able to put that aside... On two separate projects.
Oh, I would love it if they find out and they go, you can't work with
Cumia. No, they both know. Yeah, they all know. Do you think, Scobo, do you think I didn't figure out, like, if that's okay first, dickhead?
You really had to go ask, they were like, they would have been pissed off? Seriously?
No, but you have to let them know what you're doing. You have to make sure in the contract you're allowed to go and do other projects and they're not going to make you, you know, cancel your other shows and podcasts, so... but no, here's the thing, man. I am sucking my own dick here, but people fucking gave me a lot of shit for a long time. They were like, oh shit, dude, how many podcasts are you going to do, man? Or are you going to just podcast all your life? Is that all you're going to do? Well, yeah, dude, I fucking just kept on putting in the time, putting in the hours. I became a champion at podcasting. I became great at podcasting. I became simply the best at podcasting.
I hope it gets canceled in 3 months. We come back here.
You know, so I fucking deserve it. That's the truth. I don't think you realize it's probably the reason my relationship is falling apart at home. The amount of hours.
I thought it fell apart already.
And it's. Well, I'm still there, right? I'm not on
the
street.
Well, you're there because you have a kid.
Yeah, I know, but when I say completely fall apart, I mean I'm living in a different place. You know, and I'm not, you know, with my son every single day. So that is when it's complete. Look, I'm a month or two away from that. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. It's probably going to happen. I'm not simply the best at keeping a family together. I happen to be simply the best at podcasting. Chicken salad into chicken shit, as Brock Lesnar once said on The Ultimate Fighter. And that's the mantra that I've lived by for a long time, guys. Or I'm sorry, no, chicken shit.
Yeah, you got that wrong. You got that reversed.
Chicken shit into chicken salad.
When are you going to get that tattoo?
I should get a chicken salad and a chicken shit tattoo instead.
Well, you should get it right first before you pick the tattoo.
This is my chicken shit, chicken salad, chicken
Here's
shit.
Here's my chicken salad tattoo. Well, let's just do impressions chicken. Of me for the rest of the show, guys.
Come on, guys.
I'm just waiting for the day you have Don Fry on and he knocks you out on the radio.
I've had Don Fry and hammer fisting.
No, but like in studio.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that.
Can I fight Tank Abbott on your show?
150%.
If you have Tank Abbott on, I will bare knuckle fight Tank Abbott.
I swear to God, I will try to make that happen.
I swear to God, I'll do
no,
it.
No, you got
to
get like a lube them up though. Both of you have to be lubed up and like some kind of baby oil.
Dude, I'm literally going to puke thinking about Zach with baby oil on his body right now. It's disgusting. And Zach, for somebody who has such a gross body, you love being naked.
I do.
It's a weird thing, dude. Because as a fat guy, I was always very self-conscious about my body. At what point do you let go completely and you just say, hey, dude, I'm a fat guy that's going to take my shirt off and just be like a gross fat
guy?
He
owns it, which is
About 25 pounds ago, I guess.
Yeah?
Whatever, man.
Was there ever a time where you were like embarrassed to take your shirt off? Or like even at when I was younger
before
at the
pool. I got pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah, like when I was a kid. I would wear a t-shirt in the pool, but then once I started getting laid when I was 17.
It's so embarrassing, dude. It's so embarrassing, like, kids who do that. You almost want to tell them, dude, just fucking own it,
just be fat.
Just be fat. It's especially guys. Like, girls, it just sucks to be a girl and be fat. Being a guy and being fat fucking blows, okay? So if you've never been fat, okay, I actually don't like people who fat shame people because it's not as simple as, oh, this person's lazy or they don't want to eat healthily, okay? I look at people that are fat, like you or I were fat. I mean, it was literally a systematic problem in our household where our parents didn't fucking know that they were pumping sugar and bullshit into our body and processed foods into our bodies until it's too late. And now we have these addictions. It's literally a fucking addiction.
Sugar is an addiction.
It is, dude. I watched that documentary, Fed Up. I talked about it on Dave Smith's podcast. It's such a great documentary. And they talk about it, how it has the same like addictive properties. It's not properties, but it has like the same type of addiction as cocaine. They always say that about every
major
everything.
Drug, yeah.
No, just about like everything. Like, oh, dude, it releases the same endorphins as cocaine. You'd be like, really? Tea? Green tea. Get the fuck out of here. But it's like that I have an addiction to sugar that other people don't have. So if you see somebody who's like really overweight, dude, it's not as simple as putting down the fucking cheeseburger or starting to go to the gym. It is
having like the soda is a big deal. Soda is a lot of sugar.
It is like a physical.
It's a lifestyle change
and a psychological addiction that you have to overcome. That I think it is just as hard. And I've quit smoking cigarettes and I've done a ton of fucking drugs in my life and I drink every night. Dude, the food addiction has been by far the hardest thing to ever overcome. I have to eat like regimented, like a psychopath, you know? And then on my cheat day, I gorge my fucking face. You remember the after school specials about bulimia? I look like the girl in my bedroom, like without anybody looking at me, just shoving food into my face. I just don't puke, but I starve myself for the next 2 weeks. But it's the same thing. It's the same type of weird, like psychological disorder where I just gorge myself and then I put myself through a torture. You know what I'm saying? So that is my process for getting to look this good, which isn't even that fucking good. You know?
Now you look good, too, for what you were at.
You're right. I'm really just looking for more compliments.
I mean,
really just looking for more compliments. I'm simply the best.
I mean,
so women, though, they do have it a lot harder. That's the truth. You know, like being a fucking dude, you can be funny, you can be interesting, you can be like, women don't have the ability to be funny or interesting. That's really the problem.
When I take my shirt off at karaoke and do a Journey song, it's funny. If some fat girl took her shirt off and sang Christina Aguilera, would be horrified.
Yeah. And people would have cell phone cameras out making fun of her. They're doing it to you too.
You know what?
But you'll still get some pussy at the end
but
of the
I'll make that my profile picture.
Yes. He owns it and the girls find that more confidence is they'll own it.
It's not like Zach's getting tons of hot pussy, okay? Zach fucking he'll get some fucking chicks here and there, right? But at the end of the day, you're right. I think that there's something about a dude who just has the confidence to say, fuck it, dude, I'm fat, who cares? Or bald. Like, I wear a hat all the time for the same exact reason.
That's because you have that joke.
I can't give up my closer. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. At any moment, somebody might be like, dude, do your closer. I'm like, yeah, all right, fine, dude.
Could be in a Walmart. You got to fucking do it. Yeah.
You never know. Okay. I give to my fans every single time. Yeah. Okay.
But why do you think I do a lot of squats?
It's the same sentiment as a young kid in a pool not wearing or wearing his shirt. This is my fucking shirt in a pool. Okay. And I need to just whip it off and just fucking own it a little bit more. And it would probably be more sexy. So cut a year from now, I'm exiled from the business because I'm an old man.
Your fucking head, it looks terrible without a hat. You need to keep the fucking hat on.
It really is, as it starts to grow in. If you look at like the actual fucking hairline, like it's very weird. It's like patchy.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. You drop
it from looks like the tectonic plate to the earth.
Six and a half.
What?
It looks like the tectonic plate to the earth. Like you have multiple layers of bald that are happening.
It's really bad. It looks like, do you know, you remember in the RoboCop film where he took his helmet off?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my God, we got to kill those bad guys, RoboCop.
It looks like you ran through a place where the ceiling was on fire.
Can you please put your hat back on?
I'm owning it. This is my shirt in the pool. I'm whipping it off right now. I'm being more confident. By the way, we lost everybody in the live stream. They were just like, fuck it.
It's terrible to look at.
Do people even watch this live stream, Joe?
Yeah, like four viewers.
That's nothing, dude. Why aren't we on YouTube? Nobody wants to go to Daily Motion.
We'll be on YouTube soon.
Can I say that? Is Daily Motion?
They had a deal, I think.
Daily Motion pays for all this shit, right? So I can't shit on them, right?
Yeah.
The website stinks, though. They got to know that. They should know that. I'm helping them. I'm not shitting on Daily Motion. I love Daily Motion. And if you're a fan of this show, you should also love Daily Motion, guys. But the whole website is a goddamn nightmare.
You can find some good porn on there sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just
some
not
weird European videos.
We need to cut ties with the Daily Motion. Forgive this, guys. I'm taking it back, guys. Listen to me. YouTube has such
a career in radio started boldly and strongly. Yeah.
It lasted for 10 minutes and 58 seconds.
Fuck our
everybody.
Fucking sponsors.
It's insane to me that we're using Daily Motion and not YouTube, which everybody is on.
Howard who? That old Jew faggot?
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's no really good live chat capability. If we were on YouTube right now.
Mr. Live Chat Capability Expert.
I love the live chat.
Yeah, Chatsy. I saw you crowdsource that answer.
What? Oh, first of all, fuckface. The only reason I had to crowdsource the answer was
because he's stupid.
Because I stopped reading when I was in the seventh grade. No, because YouTube had a great live chat. And then once we move it over to AnthonyCumia.com, Legion of Skanks, we need to come up with another live chat solution.
No, that actually helped me because the Daily Motion live chat sucks, and I'm going to set up Chatsy for us.
Let's set up Chatsy for Stand Up New York Labs, dude. See?
No, exactly. I was being a dick.
You're fucking welcome.
You helped me.
Oh, God damn it, man. Anyway, women, I think they have it a lot rougher. And it kind of brings me to the topic that I wanted to talk about today, just in general. Because there was, did you guys see this story? There's a 13-year-old girl who committed suicide after her dad shared a public shaming video of her. Really pretty little girl. I mean, like, look, I mean, two more years, I would probably fuck her, to be honest with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's half black, half Asian.
It's a good mix.
She's got this long, she's 13. That was a joke, Scopo.
I'm just saying it's a good mix.
She's got this long, beautiful flowing hair. And apparently
13 and dead's a good mix for me.
Jesus, dude. Come on, man. Apparently her dad, I don't know what she was doing. The discretion, they never really get into that. But he, in a public shaming video, I'll put the video on. You can't really see it because I guess the dad took the video down. But her friend, I guess, took a video of the video before it was taken down. So yeah, here, this is what it is. It's only a quick little video right here. Look it up online, guys.
Consequences of getting messed up? Man, you lost all that beautiful hair. Was it worth it? How many times did I warn you? Okay.
So he cut off all of her hair, and I don't know why there's the dramatic music on in the background.
Well, she got drunk, and he cut her hair off?
Yeah, I guess the result of getting messed up, I'm assuming...
Yeah, she got drunk.
She got drunk or fucked up on drugs or something. And obviously, you know, as a parent, you don't want that to happen.
Well, we knew which parent was black and which one was Asian now.
Yo, you want to get messed up? Yo, you gonna break your mom's heart like that? Bing, bong, bing, bow, bow, bing, bow.
Well, you ain't gonna touch our daughter's hair. I paid good money for that.
So, dude, they chopped her fucking hair off, I guess, in this video. This girl's, little girl's crying in the video. And I guess she was driving in a car along a bridge, and she just jumped out of the car and just jumped off the bridge. And I guess she died a couple days later. So, yeah, this little fucking girl killed herself, dude. And, you know, look, it brings up a few things. You know, I saw one dude post a comment where he was like, you know, everyone's, you know, feels bad for somebody who kills themselves. They decided to take their own life, and they kind of made their own bed or whatever, something along those lines. And
the dad did put "Jump" by Van Halen on the radio. I just tried it.
You know, he was black. He put on Criss Cross's "Jump, Jump." But I mean, here's the thing, man. Look, I kind of believe in that in a weird way. And it's not even so much, I don't have the cold harshness of, yeah, somebody who kills themselves, good riddance, you fucking did it to yourself. I've been in dark fucking places before, especially before I had a kid. When you have a kid, you kind of can't kill yourself anymore. But I've definitely had suicidal thoughts in my life. Zach, if you haven't, you should. Scopo probably
every day
not.
When you call, I have them.
Scopo's got a good family, and you know.
No, I've definitely had suicidal thoughts.
Come on, dude. I know what. You know,
I mean, I'm not gonna do it because I have a family. And yeah, I know that. Dude, but I went to the room and was like, I should kill myself.
Because his fat ass will hit the water and float.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like really thinking about it, like planning ways, like looking up ways online that it hurts the least or has the highest success ratio. I've gone pretty far. I've called a suicide hotline before.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've
made
like,
it there.
Yeah,
well, the dentist text.
But he
back.
Just wanted to hear the girl's voice so he could jerk off.
Yeah. That's actually in a weird way kind of hot. Just call a suicide hotline, pretend to be sad, and just jerk off to her voice. Is that rapey?
I mean, they're there anyway. All you're doing is taking precious time away from a real suicide.
Isn't that technically on...
someone's on hold right now.
For her job, isn't that a better... Like, wouldn't that be like a more of a relief, like a relaxing day at work? Like, oh, this dude's just jerking off and breathing heavy on the phone. I don't got to talk somebody from killing themselves.
You know? I think if I came, I would actually kill myself. I have so much shame from fucking jerk off coming.
What?
Why?
I can't jerk off. If I jerk off, it needs to like... I need to be on the phone or like... fucking chatting or something. There needs to be really? A third part. A second party.
Oh, so just watching porn, it makes you feel like a shithead.
I can't. Okay. I can't. What? I probably haven't jerked off and come by myself in like 5 years.
We're going to definitely get ADD on this. Listen, I want to talk about that in a minute.
That's
but,
weird, by the way.
So it is weird.
I know. I have mental problems.
So here's the thing. Like, I'm not gonna be the guy that says, fuck you. You killed yourself. Go fuck yourself. I look at it in a very rational way. And I believe in this country, I think it should be legal to kill yourself. It's illegal. If you try to kill yourself, they will fucking arrest you and lock you up and put you in a loony bin and take away your freedom. Because you decided, hey, dude, I don't want to fucking be here anymore. I really look at it very mechanical. You got some shit going on. You said, I don't want to deal with it. I just want to fucking take my life. I think you have the right to do that. I think it's sad in a lot of cases, but maybe living is sadder in that person's life. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life, whether they have some sort of disease, some sort of psychological thing, some sort of depression that makes living and breathing every day fucking horrible. And I almost understand the notion of saying, hey, dude, I want this to end. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be like a tragic thing. It could be a thing where, hey, dude, you know what? He fucking tapped out to life. You know, that's part of, you know, I think that's a part of life in general. You have the right to do that.
Sometimes you get your 2-7 off suit and you got to fold.
But this girl's 13. It's a little different. Okay. When you have a 13-year-old girl, you know, they're not developed completely. Physically, and that's why
especially
Zach likes
now
them.
With but, like online bullying, she fucking probably got it bad.
Well, yes, they probably made fun of her. Yeah. The dad posted the video online. Her friends in school started making fun of her. Now she's got this fucking weird hair. Like it's the whole.
When she went to jump out of the car, they tried to grab her by the hair and missed. And they're like, irony.
Ah.
Darn! They just snapped their finger.
Well, honey, time to make another one.
Now here's the thing. I mean, look, dude. I'm not going to say that the dude murdered his daughter. You know,
obviously he didn't know what was going
to
happen.
He should probably move.
Listen to me. It's a tough thing, man. Number one, I don't believe you should fucking, you don't have the right to chop your kid's hair off as punishment. You know, I don't believe that people have the right to put their hands on their kids. I really don't. And I'm in the minority on this. Okay. If you look at the numbers, the vast majority of people spank their kids. Okay. And physically, discipline their children. And I'm just, dude, I just wholeheartedly just don't believe in putting, and I don't know what it is. I
believe in grappling.
I try not
grapple.
To. No striking. No close hand
grapple,
strikes.
James, come on here.
You got to use the old school pancration rules, they call them. So you put can do open palm strikes to the ears.
I put James in an armbar.
But no, I don't believe that I have the right, like, my son is a human. He's not, you know, he's not my property.
Are we sure about this? He's not a wolf?
You're going to keep on throwing just shitty jokes
all
the time?
I'm trying, Tugs. I'm trying.
Holy
Jesus
fuck,
Christ.
Dude. At least make one of them be funny, at least.
The grappling was funny. That was a good one. That was okay. It was all right.
So, but you get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like you don't have the right to, just because he's a child and you gave birth to that child, you don't have the, and we've talked about this on the show, you don't have your right to put your hands on them. In my opinion, I believe it should be a criminal act. And I believe it will one day be a criminal act. I think we're going in that direction.
I mean, if you beat your kids where he has physical...
I think if you smack a kid in the face, it should be a criminal act. I don't think you have the right to
do that.
You're
going to get arrested for that?
I think you should. You don't. I think you should. I think if I smack my 2.5-year-old son in the face...
Well, at James's age, yes. But if
my
7-year-old,
my 10-year-old.
What if your kid's 15 and he's mouthing off?
It's here's the thing. There's a line because then it becomes a man. You know, like here's the thing. If my son, not mouthing off, no. If my son's mouthing off, I should be able to handle myself. I talk for a living. Okay? I should be able to handle my son mouthing off.
Yeah, you can be able
off.
To, but normal people. Normal,
anybody,
regular human
it
beings.
Doesn't even matter. Anybody, okay? If your son's mouthing off, well, you, first of all, if your son or daughter is not, quote unquote, acting right, you have to take a look in the mirror and say, what did I do wrong here? Because you're raising them and they're just mirroring your actions. I'm telling you right now, it is, dude,
no,
I watch my.
I think if they, no? Listen, a teenager, dude,
you don't even have a
ass.
Cat.
No, I was a wise ass to my father. He fucking threw me into a wall one time because I just wouldn't stop mouthing back off to him. Now I realize, I was a dick.
But
I was
in
wrong.
Reality, you think that your father should
He just
have
wanted
been.
You to be funnier when you said stuff to him.
Yeah, exactly.
But you think you should have been able to, your dad should have been able to throw you into a wall because you were using words against
him. No, he shouldn't, I didn't get hurt, dude. I didn't die. He threw me into a wall and I fucking learned, don't do that again. Don't speak back to
him. Yeah, but that's your dad losing his cool. And then, like, here's the thing, it's a lazier way to do it. Yes, hold on, let me say this. I can, when my son right now, when he goes to run in the street, I could smack him on his ass and I could say, never run in the street, never run in the street, and smack him again, right? And he probably would get the message pretty clearly, don't run in the street, okay? It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. You know, it's an easier, lazier way to do it. Yeah, it sucks every time my son goes to run in the street for me, I have to run and grab him and make sure that he doesn't do that. And it makes my heart pound. And it's the most terrifying thing on earth to me. And I do have the instinct to like my instinct is like, let me, and I get where parents get that instinct because that's what was done to me. You know,
now I have to find a pet cemetery to bury him in. The ground's gone sour.
Oh, fuck, Zach. Oh, shit. See, that's what you interrupt
the
story.
You're going to bury baby James all the way up there, are you? That's one mean road. Taking a lot of lives.
Fuck me, dude. And he's at that age, too, man. Oh, my God. That's so horrible, dude. It's so horrible to even think about. But it is a lazier way to handle it by not using my words and speaking to my son and teaching my son the right way to do it. In my opinion, and like I said, I'm in the... Joe Rory, look up the numbers. How many people spank their kids? I read it was something like 80% of people spank their kids as young as the age of 1 year old.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's crazy to me, but even like smacking him on the hands. Like my sister told me she smacked my son on the hands. I literally told her, I was like, if you ever do that again, you will never see my son again. My son is not being taught violence the same way that I was taught violence. That's crazy. Even just having the looming fear of violence in your own household constantly. Do say it again, I'll fucking crack you in your jaw. That was my mom all the time. Say it again.
That's what you do to everybody else.
No, but it's me being funny, okay? And but by the way, hold on, look at that. What am I doing, Scopo? I'm mirroring my fucking crazy mom. My sister listened to that podcast that we put out last week with the comedian who shall not be named. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wow. She was like, that's our mother. She was like, I like listening to you argue. It's like listening to our mother argue. And you don't even realize how much we're just mirroring their actions. All we're doing is just mimicking our fucking parents. Okay. So when you put your hands on your kid, all you're teaching them is when you want something from somebody else, if you're bigger and stronger than them, you're allowed to just fucking take it and you can physically assault them. And I watch it happen with my son. We were at my sister's baby shower. She's having a kid and, you know, hopefully she fucking, you know, learns never to put her hands on her own kid. But we're at her baby shower and there was this little kid there. There was like four little kids. And did I tell the story on the podcast?
Not yet.
So James and the one little kid, the little kid's maybe 6 months older than him, maybe three. They're playing, and they're playing along, you know, good. And at one point, James grabs his, I guess he had a little sister who was like one. She had a ball, and James just picked up the ball and threw it, because that's what he just does with a ball. That's, he wasn't trying to, like, take the girl's ball away from her and you know, do anything malicious. He was just throwing the ball, because that's what kids do.
Go get it, cunt.
So, so the little boy comes over and grabs James by the arm, like gives him the fucking goon arm. This three little boy, and I'm watching this happen, dude, just holding my kid's arm, right?
Like, that's an alpha right there.
And my I see my kid, he's like, his eyes start to well up a little bit, and he kind of looks down at his arm like, what are you doing to me? Because my son doesn't experience that. My son doesn't get physically hurt for doing things, no, I don't want to say wrong, for just doing things. That's not his punishment for doing things. And immediately you just saw, I was like, oh, that's how that fucking kid is dealt with. That little kid, when he does something wrong, his mom grabs him by the arm or his dad grabs him by the arm and says, don't fucking do that, okay? You do not do that. And that's what he did. He was like, you do not throw my sister's ball, right? And look, it was kind of cute in its own way because he was defending his little sister, but it's also kind of fucked up in a weird way. That kid's going to be the fucking cunt who's shoving people into lockers when he's 16, and it's all because his mom and his fucking dad did that shit.
And then when that kid left, James fingered the little sister. That's my boy.
He called her a Jew and put his finger inside of her.
The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Apple does not fall far from the tree.
So it's 4 out of 5 parents, according to the study.
Yeah, 80%. 80% of parents. I'm in the vast minority here. It's fucking the vast minority, Puerto Ricans. But that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me that we live in a culture, because it's so, for me, it's so much like, no, I will never fucking do it. I've argued with friends before who have kids and like, oh, you just wait and see, dude, you'll see. No, that will never, ever, ever happen. I mean, I guess if he's 16, he spits in his mother's face, I'll probably crack him the side of the head. I mean, but that's a man spitting in his, you know. It's,
will
it's,
you?
I don't know,
like,
dude.
Good job. Good job, James.
Do you know what, James? That bitch deserved it. She had it coming. Years I wanted to do that. How did you get the balls?
James, Dad told me to do this 15 years ago, the last time he saw me.
Is this for you, Dad?
But then, and look, this isn't physical abuse. I mean, look, physical abuse is cutting off somebody's hair. But let's say he didn't do that, because they do. I've watched, it's especially big in like the Black and Hispanic community. They'll publicly shame their kids. They'll give them an ass whooping on camera. But even just like little things, like just putting them on camera and having the kid cry. And, you know, they'll break up their video games, whatever it is. But the idea of publicly shaming your kid, it is so, like, the opposite mentality that I have as a parent.
It sounds like the beginning of a horror movie. Like, yeah. This girl's story sounds like a slasher movie in, like, 5 years.
Is she going to come back to life?
Yeah, she's going to come back and kill the parents first.
I mean, and then, you know, kill every
all
fucking,
her friends, yeah, that shared the video.
Every kid with long hair in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, but it's kind of like... You know, I think...
And that, you know her dad's got to die first because he's black.
How is that not... I don't really understand how it's like... We talk about bullying. We talk about online bullying. It's such a hot button topic, right? Like bullying. And kids bullying other kids. I mean, once again, I mean, I think it's a problem. But I think this is way more of a problem. I think it is like... It should be criminal to put your kid on camera, having them cry, bullying them, making fun of them, doing whatever you're doing, and then uploading it to a website for people to share and laugh at your kid. I think that's criminal.
If you had it on your phone to be like, remember when this happened? And it's just between you and your kid. That's still fucked up, but it's something.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing. Like, everyone has a right to discipline their kids the way they discipline their
kids. And also,
kids.
I wouldn't be comfortable putting my child on the internet, period.
Yeah.
With all the creeps like me who are on the internet.
I'm starting to fucking deal with that now. Because, I love my son. Dude, I'm such like a doting dad.
Counting to 20 video was fucking the cutest thing.
Yeah, it's I've adorable, ever seen. Dude. It's adorable. Look, my kid's super
cute. I'm so glad you finally learned that.
Yeah.
Dude, my kid's super cute, and I love him. And I have a pretty big family that I don't, like...
See them all the time.
He has a pretty big family, I should say, because it's a lot. Like, I have on my side, too, but his family all lives in the Midwest. They don't really get to see him. And,
unless they get Facebook in hell.
Yeah. And his mother doesn't use social media the same way that I use social media. So, dude, I put videos out of him and I put pictures out of him. And it's just starting to come to a point now where as I get more quote-unquote famous, I get nervous about, you know, people haven't really said too much shit.
No,
I know Jay's had some people say some shit. I've had just people make stupid comments. But I think Jay had somebody like threaten something like in a weird like, you know, way. Just like I think after Jay made the joke on Fallon about the dogs,
Yeah, by Michael Vick thing.
The Michael Vick joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, he wasn't even supposed to say. They didn't approve the joke. If you watch Jay Fallon set, his closing joke, he talks about how now that Michael Vick joined the Eagles, he was like, he doesn't even care. He was like, before he was a dog murderer, but as soon as he joined the Eagles, he was rooting for him. He was like, if they win the Super Bowl, he was like, he doesn't care if they throw him a dog every time he gets into the end zone and he tears it apart like a werewolf and bathes in its blood. So that's the joke. And it's fucking awesome. And it's a great joke. But he was supposed to say a Scooby-Doo stuffed animal or something. They approved like a stuffed animal. Like they did not approve a dog, a puppy to bathe in his blood. So Jay just said it. It was by accident.
A lot of shit.
Jay will act like he's sexy and he was like, I just fucking did it and fucking point his fingerless fingers at you. But dude, he fucked up. He actually just you're on national
television.
He's in
the zone.
It's his first late night, dude. You know, look, even a pro like Jay, you're going to get nervous in that situation. He just got into autopilot, did his thing, and said it. And it's because I know Jay really well. So I saw the reaction on his face. I knew Jay knew that he fucked up. But after he did that joke, he started getting a lot of hate mail, tons of hate mail. They petitioned Fallon.
There was a petition against him, yeah. Yeah.
I know, I signed it.
I made it.
Big J signed it.
No, I know, we all did. We all did. Everyone signed it. Everyone, we sent it around to sign it. We thought it'd be hilarious if they banned him from Fallon for life. Jay wanted to get banned from Fallon for life. Once they did that, he was like, I'm probably not going to end up doing Fallon too many more times. By the way, and that was management books it, so he probably will. Yeah. But no, at the time, he was just like, fuck it, dude. How funny it would be if I got banned from Fallon and they took down my video. It's a sexier story for the grand scheme of things. Doing another late night is fine. But in reality, having this notorious story about being banned from this late night show for this thing, this badass story, is a way more valuable thing in somebody's career like Big J Okerson, you know? But he had somebody hit him up and be like, how would you feel if I, you know, something about his daughter, just some threatening thing, like, how would you feel if we, I don't even remember the threat.
Like, rape your daughter or whatever?
It wasn't rape. It was like killed or something. But it was like, and it was kind of like veiled in a weird way. And he was like, immediately then he was like, I'm not putting anything up with my kid anymore. Yeah. It's just like, and I think once you get to a certain age as well, now his daughter is out and about, you know.
Fucking, you do hear the Curt Schilling thing when he sent a tweet out, his daughter got accepted to a college. And he said, congratulations to my daughter playing softball at this college. And then he included her in the tweet. And then people started fucking attacking his daughter. Yeah. Like, I'm going to rape your daughter when she gets to school.
That's fucked
up. And he fucking went, found out who the guys were. And then outed him and were like, who are these fucking people? And one guy got fired from his job for fucking sending
That. That was the thing that Ari said that I thought was brilliant, you know, because we get attacked so much as comedians. You know, people are constantly, you know, calling clubs or writing bad Yelp reviews. And, you know, this guy offended me. I mean, literally just because we offended their belief. Like, personally, they felt offended. So they want to get you fired from your job now, which is such an entitled fucking cunt attitude to have. So Ari had this great idea where he was like, all right, dude, you want to come at us like these bloggers and these people are trying to get us fired. And he was like, well, if there's a Jezebel blogger that comes and writes some shit on you, well, you know what? We should be attacking them. Now, most of these people have clean backgrounds. He was like, but let me tell you something. People who work at Jezebel, their brothers, their sisters, their cousins, their dads, they all said some fucked up shit at one point. So why don't we start attacking them and going to their jobs and saying, hey, look what this person's saying, and start hitting them where it hurts, because we have almost like no defense. And I thought it was such a brilliant move by Ari. You know,
comedians are way too lazy to
do that. I was going
to
say, it'll never happen.
Way too lazy.
It'll never happen. Yeah. We'll just probably write more jokes. Here's the thing. The more
that's a Jewy idea with a stoner mentality.
I actually really like the more of these blogs that come out, the more people that speak out against comedians and speak out against our freedom to kind of create and try to find funny, the better it is, because it's now becoming just kind of like we're becoming desensitized to it. Like, even like Louis C.K. is dealing with all of this bullshit right now where people are saying that he's, you know, sexually inappropriate with women. And there's, I guess, some female comedians have come out and said that he's done some, you know, fucked up shit with them.
Allegedly. But they never named him.
Yeah, no, exactly. But this is all, you know, all alleged. And I think it's just kind of been desensitized. I think this was 3 or 4 years ago, you know, before the Tosh scandal, before all these other things. I think people would be like, but now it's almost like the boy who cried wolf. Like, it's just all right, another thing. We know, yeah, and a comedian said or did something inappropriate. Okay. So keep on coming. Keep on bringing it. Because the truth is, by the time I'm famous enough for somebody to care, it'll just be like, nobody gives a fuck.
I just see Louis at, like, the Illuminati meeting with, like, Cosby and Woody Allen. They were going to get you sooner or later, buddy.
But that's kind of crazy with Louis. I mean, you know, I don't know what here's what it sounds like to me. Okay. It sounds like Louis C.K. He got a little bit of success, a little bit. He's the most successful comedian on the planet. And he, it sounds like he's a fucking dude who likes to get his dick sucked, like any of us, okay? And it sounds like he comes on to chicks. It, this is what it sounds like from all the stories you hear.
Yeah. He took his dick out. Yeah, that's how you do that.
Yeah,
I read.
If you take your dick out in front of 20 girls and you're famous, 10 of them will suck it.
He's playing the numbers. He's the numbers game.
It's true. But look, in the at the end of the day, I think what he's doing is he's fucking getting puss. I think that's... It's what any guy does, and the truth is he's single now, he's divorced, he's got, he's famous enough where he can get some pretty fucking hot puss. Maybe he's reading the signal wrong. I don't know. Look, I hate being the guy who always gives the guy the benefit of the doubt, but none of these stories seem to sound like he did anything but just kind of aggressively hit on a chick, and I don't think that that's a crime, and I don't think that we should be calling somebody or attacking somebody's character for just trying to get some puss.
One of the stories, he asked... Like two chicks, can I take my dick out? We're hanging out, and they were like, "Yeah." He just took his dick out.
Yeah.
Well, the original, the initial story,
allegedly, it's not none of these people. Allegedly, Louis.
They've never named him, but
Louis
people,
Katz. We're talking about Louis Katz.
Well, the reason the reason I initially thought that it was him because they used the word shameless in the article, hilarious, like they used Louis keywords.
Okay.
Which I thought was a smarmy way of getting around.
That's foreshadowing. Right.
And
foreskin,
the thing was,
foreskin shadowing.
It was two alty kind of chick comics went up to his room. He took his dick out. What are the chances he even knew they were fucking comics?
Right.
He's the biggest fucking act in the world.
But even if they are comics, there's so much fucking in the comedy scene. I mean, look, dude, I can't say this
and
enough,
what happens
man.
In a famous person's hotel room? That's on you if you went in there.
Yeah, look, dude, first of all, if you go to any... this isn't...
If Marilyn Manson hits you in the pussy with a fish, what were you doing back
dude,
there?
Dude, look, I'm not gonna... I don't victim blame at all, okay? But if you go to a dude's hotel room... I mean, you should understand that he's going to try to pull his dick out at the very least. I'm not saying like, if he fucking rapes you and you know, you get up there and you get a weird vibe from him, you don't want to have sex with him. He doesn't have any right to have sex with you, but don't go into that hotel room thinking that he's not trying to have sex with you.
Yeah. And
that
then after he falls asleep, steal Jay's Xbox.
But that's the truth, man. It's so crazy. It's like women get the opportunity to do anything. They get to get as drunk as they want, act however they want. And then it becomes the responsibility of the other drunk guys around them to go like, oh, well, I have to make sure that I'm protecting this girl's rights. It's not my job to protect your rights. It's your job to protect your rights. And Dave Smith always brings this up. I don't even know if it's his thing, but he compares it to drunk driving. When you get into a car behind the wheel drunk, it is your responsibility, okay? It is completely your responsibility.
Yeah, it's on
it
you.
It doesn't fall on anybody else. The damage that you do falls completely on you. So it's the same thing when you get drunk and go to a party and decide to go back to some dude's hotel room. There has to be some of the responsibility has to fall on your actions there. And that's in no part of me saying that a woman deserves to get sexually assaulted or anything, but you can't, or you're just a fucking dummy. If you go back to a dude's hotel room and you don't think he's trying to fuck you, you are a fucking dummy, period. But
Hey, do you want to go back to a room where my wife doesn't sleep?
But there's this thing where the second you call somebody, a rapist, a bully, anything. It's just guilty as charged. It's just guilty as charged. I've seen so many people immediately just on Facebook, comics.
Dude.
Just call, they call this guy a creep, you know, just openly talking about it. Like, it's like, dude, you have no fucking clue.
That's how funny you said that, because I read an article. David Copperfield got accused of raping a girl on his fucking island. He took a girl to the island. She said he raped me on the island.
He made his fingers disappear in her pussy?
Everything was going on. Fucking hats. Magic was coming out of hats. It was ridiculous. But
it was magic
then,
coming out of hats.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Okay? So you get charged, whatever. They go to court. She fucking drops the suit because she didn't rape her. And then it was just glossed over. Like, no one even heard about it. But it was front page news that she accused him
of
raping.
Well, I brought that up a million times.
Look at Duke Lacrosse. Yeah. Your first thing you think is those dudes are rapists.
Yeah,
and then you go back and you look and you're like, oh no, that's probably,
you know,
dude, probably
gonna
didn't do that.
Joe, I'm doing this video because I'm announcing it and we're doing it this fucking week. I'm going to go on the street and I'm going to ask just 100 people, random people, guys and girls, what they know about the Duke Lacrosse team. And I bet you there is a fucking huge majority of people who still call them rapists. I bet this would be an interesting social experiment.
Wait, are they not?
Are you kidding?
No,
they got acquitted.
They got acquitted.
That's something you don't even know.
The girl.
Yeah,
the girl.
The other day I was listening to a podcast. I was like, oh, isn't that the school all those rapists?
No.
Oh my God. I mean, probably still, but that's a different group of people.
Yeah, frat guys definitely raped.
They probably raped.
Yeah. I mean, definitely.
But not that time. They didn't rape.
No. What the girl did, she went on the Duke Lacrosse website, looked at all the players where they were from, and looked at the most rich areas, and she chose those guys.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man, and it's a scary thing, dude. And you know,
that girl, the first girl Al Sharpton ever defended, the girl who said the cops beat her, covered her in shit, and wrote "nigger" on her forehead.
Oh,
fuck, she did it herself. she did it herself.
That was, wrote "nigger" on her forehead.
Yeah, it was spelled wrong. That's how they knew.
My kind of woman.
It was the GA.
that's crazy.
Yeah, that was his first public case, and no one knows.
You know, it's a dude, it's a scary thing, man. It's a scary thing, and I think that's, you know, that's a major privilege that women have that I don't think that they realize that type of fucking power. You know, a woman points her finger at a guy. Like, literally, a woman could just point her finger at a guy in the street and be like, "He hit me." She can just do that, and multiple dudes will come up and just fuck that guy up. Like, literally, it's as simple as that. If you want to get some dude's ass beat, just stand in a crowded area with a dude you don't like and go, "He hit me." And watch how many dudes come up and fucking, it'll be a thing, dude. It's crazy, dude. It is fucking crazy. And women, by the way.
But you would do that if a girl streams out, this guy's hitting me, you wouldn't stop and be like, "All right, dude, what
the
fuck?"
I would stop him from hitting her.
Yeah. Maybe, you wouldn't beat the shit out of him.
5 years ago, I would have. 5 years ago, I might have just been a tough guy and tried to fight the guy. With what I know today and how many times I've been hit by women and how many times, you know, I've seen women do fucked up shit. It's like, I don't know what the fuck happened there. You know, unless I see, like, if I see a dude just attack a woman, yeah, dude, I'm going to go, at the very least, grab him. But if I see a guy and a girl physically fighting each other, I might say, "Hey, guys, I'm calling the cops." You know, if it gets crazy, I'd get between them. If he's, like, hitting her, like, I'd get between them. But no, I got a kid, dude. I'm not getting stabbed or getting my face fucking sliced, his beautiful face, for some chick that I don't know who might have been a cunt. You have no idea.
He just leads in with the top of his head.
One time I was leaving LOL. It was like 1:30 in the morning. I see this couple just fucking screaming at each other in the middle of the street. And in my head, I was like, "Oh fuck, just don't hit her."
That host was horrible.
I was guest spot actually that night, so I was like, "Just don't fucking hit her."
That check spot
guy
was so fat. I hope he quits.
Like, he did. What the fuck? I was like, "Just don't hit her. If he hits her, I gotta fucking do something." And I was like, it was like fucking 1:30. Outside of LOL, so.
Only question is Delhi? That's in India, right?
Yeah. New Delhi, yeah.
New Delhi,
I guess. Dude, I saw this thing, dude. This video. Where the fuck was this? They have like one car, I guess, on the subways, reserved for women. And I want to pull up the video. I just can't find it. Joe, can you try to pull up this video for me? Look this up, dude. Let me see. Delhi subway, all women. And basically what will happen is it gets so fucking packed on the car.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You saw the video, right? Yeah. That dudes will have to go into the all-women car because there's like a guy, I guess a lot of guys are fucking, you know, on the trains or whatever. So some dudes will have to go in there. But while they're in the car, dude, women are just fucking smacking them in the face for being in the car. Like, it's violently, like, wailing on their heads, dude. So the guys are just kind of, like, covering up, dude. And then they get off the car, and then other women waiting to get on, so start wailing them in the head, like, really hard, dude.
And those are the non-rapey guys.
Well, this is what I'm saying, dude. I was like, dude, I think I figured out the rape problem in India. It's a systematic problem in India where there's just violence against men and women. And I'm not at all saying that, like, these women deserve to get raped.
Subway stops for 45 minutes because there's a fucking cow on the track.
Holy shit, dude. Dude, you go, like, that's a weird thing. That was a very weird, like, openly, like, everyone's okay with this type of violence. And
they hit him with the left hand that's got shit on it.
I'm not saying that it's justified, the gang rapes in India. I'm just saying you start to understand that type of violence with men and women is just commonplace. It starts to make you go, like, holy shit, dude. I mean, it kind of makes sense that dudes are just gang raping chicks on buses. It's always public transportation where all the violence is taking place. So if you're in India, do not use public transportation. Yeah. That's the lesson that I've learned from
mass
all of this.
Transit in India is not good.
Yeah, dude. Major.
It's hard to find a carpet that big.
Fuck the delays.
I just sent you the video.
Oh, you sent me the video on my email?
I fight all the time with my Indian downstairs neighbors. They fucking hate me for like the last few years. And every time I go down, the husband is always the bad cop until the wife shows up. And then he completely switches to good cop. And he's just trying to stop her.
Yeah.
And literally all I hear is them, every time they're both home, it's just screaming. I despise them so much. And these feet. Did I bring in the letter?
No.
They told me that...
well, bring on the letter next time, but what did they tell you? Give me
basically told us that they can hear us walking around between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Well, sounds like fucking rhinoceri up there.
When I'm at work, they hear cats walking around. The guy, I gave him my number, he calls me. He's like, someone's moving furniture in the room facing my bedroom. I go in and it was a cat with a little catnip ball. Going like, meow, meow, like playing with it. And I sent him a picture. I was like, this is the furniture that is moving right
That's
now.
That's funny. Some people are sensitive about sound. I'm sensitive about sound too. I hate it. And my building's okay. Like the hallways are very echoey, but the building right next door, as we're talking about people beating their kids, the woman just spends her days screaming at her kids and beating them. I don't know. Like, dude, it's crazy. Like, these kids just shriek all day long. And then you hear the mom just be like, shut up. I don't know if she's hitting them. I'm just assuming that because they're crying all day long. But you're like, God damn it, dude. Like, I'm just watching it once again. The reason your kids are just screaming all day long is because this is how you express yourself. I don't scream at my kid. You know, I'm not saying that I'm the fucking best dad in the world, dude. I have a lot of fucked up issues. And me and B have fought a lot in front of James. And I know that's fucked up as well. And that's really bad and damaging to our son. So I'm not by any means saying I'm a perfect dad. But, I mean, just to not even understand a basic thing, they need to start giving a fucking class or something on being a parent. It needs to be, like, mandatory. You need to just understand these things, dude. I mean, they make you sign all this paperwork for not shaking the baby. They should also give you a class on how to fucking be a parent and how to not create fucking awful people. We're growing humans, and you have the ability to grow pieces of shit, or you have the ability to grow these sensitive, nice, amazing people. You know, by the way, my kid's not gonna be a pussy. I get my kid got the goon arm. I told him, I walked up to him after that kid gave him the goon arm, and I was like, if somebody, and he didn't understand, but I'm really burning it into his brain right now. If somebody ever puts their hands on you, you just hit him in the fucking nose over and over again until they get off
of you.
But
do you think that's it? Do you think he might take that wrong? Maybe if someone touches him but doesn't want to like hurt him, and he might just punch him in the face?
Well, you know what? Better safe than sorry. That's what I say.
I'm not raising my son around violence. I'm not putting violence in his
heart. It's not violence. It's protecting himself, and it's understanding how to protect himself. My son's going to be a shark amongst fish. Okay, that's Matt Hughes talked about that. He's a former 170-pound champion.
When he's 13
champion.
And somebody tries to stop him from running in the street because he's never got yelled at about it, he'd turn around and punch him in the nose a million times.
He would have been.
Congratulations, you're raising a Puerto Rican.
My son's not going to. My son's not going to be a violent kid. He's not going to have that in him. He's not been programmed to treat people violently. My son's going to understand. My son's going to have enough confidence in his ability to defend himself that he's not going to need to use it unless it's absolutely necessary. And that's what martial arts does for a kid.
When are you starting him martial arts lessons?
Probably when he's 4. I talked to Henzo Gracie about it on my show a while ago, and he said 4 is the age. He's gonna learn Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he's going to learn Muay Thai, and he's going to learn it the same way a kid learns piano. Like, he's going to know the foundations, and he's going to know how to defend himself, and he's going to be a kid who, like, dude, look, if you know jiu-jitsu from a very early age, and that's just a part of you. And they make it. Here's the cool thing about jiu-jitsu is they make it like kids at that age love to wrestle. They just love it. So they really make it a game.
So it's
of
fun
like,
for them.
Really fun for them. Yeah. They love it, dude. I've watched like kids' jiu-jitsu classes.
That doesn't sound creepy.
No, yeah, I did with my dick out, just whacking off. Yeah. They didn't know I was there.
YouTube it.
If a tree falls in the forest, right? All right, guys. We have no moral code on this show. We just say it for the sake of saying it. It doesn't even matter. I can't even defend some of these things as being funny.
I could defend none of it. I just said it to say it.
Hey, Lewis.
What?
I got to say the bag shaming thing you do on the subway with the girls.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's genius.
Yeah, that video went viral. 20,000 views. I coined the term micro-viral. My video went micro-viral in just a few days. 20,000 views.
Something his doctor also said he passes on.
Because those guys got arrested on the subway.
That's what, dude, if I was
for man spreading, and I posted that woman spreading video. I guess it got caught on a few blogs defending those guys. Posted it, and it got like 20,000 views. It was shared all over the place. But it's true. Look, dude, here's the thing, man. And I don't want to spend a ton of time talking about that again. But it's fucking. It happens way more often with women, and we just can't even point it out. You're like. I don't even understand. It's like, dude, the only thing you see is dudes in the hood sometimes will spread out their legs so people can sit next to them. And it's more of a rarity. I'm not saying that dudes don't spill over into the next seat because we're just bigger. We're built bigger. But it's not an entitlement issue.
If you take up 2 seats, that's considered manspreading?
Yeah.
What if you're just fat? You need 2 seats.
Well.
Is that manspreading?
I don't think so.
I get up if it's a full train. I feel guilty about sitting if I'm taking up too much room.
Well, you should for the exercise. But
Every squat counts. Every time you stand up, that's one more squat down.
But like, that's ridiculous. You fucking, you're sitting out there with your legs fucking out a little bit, and you get a, I would flip out. I probably would.
I wish we could put all the ghetto dudes that do that on a train with all old Chinese ladies and make them just fight for seats and eliminate the problem.
No, but some dudes are like really like
aggressive about it.
Yeah, wrong about it. Like, it's, come on, dude. No one sits like that.
Yeah. Look, it's black. She can say it.
No, I saw a white guy doing it.
White guy. Exactly. Oh, okay, yeah. We do it. It's not Mustangs blacks. It's just it's people who have no fucking respect. Okay?
It's like an animalistic territorial thing, though. It's like, this is my part of the train. Do not enter my space.
Kind of. I think some people just don't want people sitting up on them, and I get that. Look, there's bed bugs in this city. It's fucking gross. In reality, you want to know the truth? You just shouldn't sit on the subways in New York City. That's how people get bed bugs.
I'll only sit if it's kind of empty, the car. I'd rather stand. Anyway,
but even that's how you get fucking bugs on your body and shit. Scabies, all that shit, man.
I hate holding onto the fucking thing.
That's the grossest thing of all, dude. When you really think, and I'm not like a...
I'd rather lean against the doors.
I'm not like a, what do they call it, a fucking OCD guy with shit like that. Like, I'm not like, I can go...
Germaphobe.
I can go a day without showering and not be like, ew. I'm like, who cares? I don't give a fuck, you know? Like, in reality, but like, little things, you start to like... I used to bite my nails all the time, and I'm really trying to stop because you just start to realize how much shit we touch in the city every day. How many times people wipe their ass without fucking, you know, washing their hands properly. Or, you know, when Jay was on Rogan's podcast, they kind of made the point of like, you know, you kind of, you know, when you're wiping your ass, like, you're not really like, your wrist is kind of getting on your ass, like the top of your ass, and like, you know, your fucking shirt kind of gets shitty. You don't really think about all that type of shit. So at the end of the day, when you touch a subway thing, I mean, there's so much gross, nasty fucking shit on there. It's, I don't know, man.
I've actually hand sanitizer used a lot more from like riding the subway. It's just like, ugh.
Didn't they say like hand sanitizer was like making us sicker?
Don't tell me it doesn't work, please. I'll get fucking pissed.
No, but
it's killing 99.9%.
No, that's not it.
I think he means like because we're not getting the few germs that would boost our immune system.
Yeah, we're not.
No, I don't use it to the point like every single day. I'll use it if like I get off a fucking subway or something like that. Somewhere where I'm in a fucking area where people touch a lot of shit.
5 hidden dangers of hand sanitizer from thestreet.com, where I'm from. Let's see, what do they say? Antibiotic resistance, yeah, see? Effective against bacteria. So your body builds up a resistance to antibiotics and in turn promotes resistance to bacteria. Interesting. Yeah, dude. Alcohol poisoning, just because it doesn't have triclosan. Okay, whatever. I don't give a shit about that. I'm not a bitch. Hormone disruption. All right, these are all the other things. Yeah, look, dude, I've read that it does it. It's not good for...
I think you got to use it, though, like hardcore every day. For that to really happen,
I use it on my dick just to kill all the bacteria on that.
Yeah.
What's the grossest thing you've seen on the subway?
Grossest thing I've seen on the subway.
I saw.
You already have one in your chamber, so let me
know.
I saw
a guy shitting next to the C train today, and that's not even in my 5.
What's the grossest thing you've seen on the subway?
There's a. I don't know why he bothered me, but there was a guy that used to sleep at the 9th Street station in
Brooklyn. By the way, that guy, his grossest thing that he's seen on the subway was you.
This morning, sweating, trying to get here on time.
Yeah.
There's a guy who used to fall asleep with his dick in his hand soft at the 9th Street station. Yeah. And I don't know why. Every night when I transferred, there was always the same Mexican guy asleep with his dick in his hand. And he had like the U like way too dark for his body dick. And it looked like he was just holding a turd.
Yeah. I see... It's not even just, I've seen it a lot, but, and I looked it up after a while. I think the grossest thing I've ever seen, just in terms of like homelessness, because homeless people get this a lot, when you see their limbs like blown up.
Oh, yeah.
Like huge, like really,
homeless
really big.
Homeless feet are horrible.
Now, you know what that is? It's kind of crazy. They have AIDS, right? And they have scabies as well. And I know this because I thought I had scabies. When I got my dog, I started getting hives on my body. I didn't even put two and two together. I had dogs all my life. But, you know, you start to realize certain dogs with certain types of hair, you'll have allergies to them. And I never realized, I just had a wire hair Jack Russell Terrier I wasn't shaving down. I didn't shave my dog down for like 7 years. He was just a fucking hair everywhere in my apartment. Then when I got with my chick, you know, she started bringing him to the and now it's great. Like I barely get any hives at all anymore. Mm-hmm. But for a couple of years, I had no idea what was wrong with me. I thought I had some sort of fucking crazy disease. I went to a doctor. No doctor said, hey, dude, these are hives. Nobody said anything, dude, at all. So it was like, it was really fucking me up, but I thought I had scabies. I convinced myself that I had scabies. So I remember I read online that you can get rid of scabies. At Home Remedy is by buying like tick and like over-the-counter like flea, like human like, or lice.
Shampoo.
And I just slathered my whole body for like an hour with this white gunk. And it was because I had hives on my body. But those people, that what they have is their immune system can't fight off the scabies, basically. They have like late HIV, so they can't fight it off, so they're fucking, they just get swollen, and that's just bugs inside of their fucking body. Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, when they look like Bruce Willis in Planet Terror, when his everything starts to grow.
I didn't get the reference, but yeah, it's fucking disgusting, sorry, dude. That's the worst. And that's it, dude, look, man. You feel bad for all these homeless people, but it's like, I'm on the subway today coming here. There's a homeless dude that walks on. He smells so fucking bad, dude. And it's like, I mean, it's just horrible. And we're in a crowded subway car, and he's just rubbing his body through people to like beg for change. And you're like, dude, I don't know, man. Look,
dude,
you know,
in the village, they're so bad.
It's really about, it's about infringing on somebody's rights. You know, this is really what I think. Okay. So I have no problem with a homeless guy panhandling. I really don't. You know, I don't think that should be illegal. If somebody, the same way that somebody should be able to open up a bakery, somebody should say, all right, the way that I make money is by asking other people for money. I don't think that that's a crime.
Yeah, but then they get fucking too close to you and they'll fucking start touching you.
Well, that's a crime.
Yeah.
This is the point that I'm making. When you're on a subway car where it's super fucking crowded, okay, you have, you know, a limited amount of space, and you have a guy who definitely hasn't bathed in a while, and he's rubbing his body on yours, I think that should be a fucking crime. That should be a crime, and that guy should be arrested for that, okay? Like, it's, I don't know, man.
I think when someone's hygiene's that bad, it's a sign of mental illness. And when cops see somebody like that, there's like, that's like someone that should go to a hospital when someone's like that ill.
Maybe. I don't know, dude. I know some pretty fucking grimy people that just didn't give a fuck. Also, I think guys like that, and there's a lot of this in the homeless community as well, they'll play the part. They if they go and bathe and put a nice shirt on, people aren't going to hand them money. Okay, so it's what they'll do is they won't bathe for an extended amount of time, and these guys will brag about the amount of money they make. And I don't know how much homeless people make, but there are guys that actually make a lot of money fucking doing it. There was a really weird story, man, about these like gypsy women who basically they have these babies and they pass them off. It's not even like anybody's baby. They basically sell these babies to Panhandle, like a black market of fucking babies.
And they drug them up because that's why those babies are never crying.
They never cry. These babies, these 9-month-old babies are drugged up on like heroin or whatever. And they're just docile and sitting there, and they sit in the fucking subway all day, or they sit on the street all day, and they act like they don't speak English, but they just work shifts, dude. There's so much weird shit like that where you're just, I remember one of my first times I ever stopped trusting people in New York when I first moved here. There was a guy who came up to me, and he was wearing like almost like a suit, because that's another scam, right? So they'll wear like a nicer thing and they have a great story.
I ran out of gas. I'm stuck here. I gotta get back to Jersey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I lost my, like, this guy was good, man. It was a younger gay guy, like in his early 20s. I was like 19 or 20 at the time. I just moved to the city. And this kid comes up and he's like, oh my, I lost my wallet. He was like, I need to get back to Pennsylvania. I have no idea. He was like, I hate to ask you for money. He was like, I just need to make 18 bucks. And it's always 18 bucks. It's a very specific amount of money. You know, so I gave him some money. I was like, ah, dude, here's a couple bucks. You know, I feel bad. Whatever. Here you go. And I always had that attitude. But right when I moved to the city, I was always giving out money to homeless people.
You were bright-eyed. He didn't know.
I had no idea, dude. No idea. Okay. And this kid, I remember, and it was when I was selling comedy club tickets in Union Square. 2 days fucking later.
Same thing.
2 days fucking later, dude, this kid comes up and says, hey, what's going on? I missed my subway. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
That's what bothers me, too. They should fucking know who they got money from.
Hey, look, you can't really know, but that's the risk that he's running. You know, here's the thing. At the end of the day, in retrospect, fuck it, dude. If that's your scam, You run the risk of running into somebody like me and me being like, give my fucking money back. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like scattered off. But it's like that, all that shit, it kind of desensitizes you. So you can't really tell what's real, what's not real, who you should be calling the fucking cops on, who's going to a high rise after this because this is some part of some crazy fucking scheme. You have no idea what's going on out there.
My favorite was, there's a guy who used to stand outside the freshman dorm at NYU, older black guy. And he used to say that he was making an ecstasy deal and then he dropped it, and you stepped on it, and now you owe him $75.
Oh, hilarious.
It was a great scam.
It's a good one, yeah.
So he, like, literally is following me. He's like, I was like, come on, let's go to an ATM, and I walked him to the police station.
Oh, it's hilarious. That is great.
And he ran. I was so proud of myself. And then I went to my friend's apartment in case he followed me because I didn't want him to know where I lived, and I didn't care if he killed her.
Yeah. Did I get a story? When I was, like, 8 years old, I was driving in the city with my mom and brother, and we saw this fucking dude with one leg fucking in a wheelchair, I think it was. It was his son. I fought in the war. I lost my leg. All the bullshit. We give him like fucking like $10 or whatever. Like 2 hours later, we're going back home. We see the fucking guy running.
Oh.
Past us.
That was like Eddie Murphy and coming to him.
Dude, that was
Trading Places. Trading Places, yeah. I have no legs.
Yeah, that was the first time I was like,
wait, actually, I'm literally blending references. I Have No Legs as kids. Right?
Yep.
In the subway. I have no legs. I have no legs.
Who's a real guy that does that in the subway, by the way?
Yes. That movie, I was talking about this with Dave Smith last night.
It's 20 years or something like that.
They just had a 20-year anniversary for the movie Kids. And we saw it, I think I was in the ninth grade. And we saw it with a couple of kids who were seniors. My buddy's older sister, they had it, and they showed it to us. I remember being really fucking scared, being like, fuck, dude, AIDS is going to get us. We all probably have AIDS right now. I remember watching that movie just being like, fuck, dude, I don't want to have sex. It's almost like they paid Harmony Korine to scare teenagers, right? Because it wasn't accurate at all. Like, that's not really how AIDS works. Now that we know, and look, I think at the time it was a little bit of ignorance. It was 96 or whatever when that movie came out, right?
Yeah, right around
95.
There.
Well, you can get it from spit. And like, mm-mm. That one kid got spit on.
Well, you can get it from spit if they have a cut in their mouth.
You can get it. Look, here's the reality, okay? If you ever watch Penn & Teller's bullshit on safe sex, they kind of break it down, okay? To have vaginal intercourse with a girl, even who has HIV, it's about a 1 in 500 chance that you'll catch the disease.
If you're white, straight, and don't do heroin, you're probably not going to get AIDS.
You're probably not going to get AIDS. Just the reality, okay? If it, you know, it's a
lightning strike.
It's hard to say, you know, it's fucking, you know, you can't say it's definite, but it does happen. But no, you could fuck a chick with AIDS every day for over a year, and chances are you're still not going to get AIDS from this chick. That's completely raw. So you watch the movie Kids, the whole big twist at the end, the whole, M. Night Shyamalan moment.
Yeah, you're like, yo, he has AIDS now.
When Casper rapes Jenny at the end, which is a pretty hot scene considering what's going on, he's like, shh, Jenny, don't worry, it's me, Casper. And she's like, no, Casper, stop raping me, you're gonna get AIDS. And then it just kind of happens, and he fucking fucks her. And then it goes to black, and you're like, oh shit, Casper's got AIDS. But in reality, he probably didn't get AIDS. He's cool.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
He's got that puss, bro.
Yeah, Casper's just living it up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? The whole thing. The whole movie, whatever the whole twist and everything that it was based off of, yeah, just never really happened.
When you're fucking in the ninth grade, you're like, oh my God, he has AIDS. That's what they're fucking doing. They're scaring you.
You don't know if he got it or not. That's the whole thing.
No, here's what I'm saying. We know that he didn't.
You don't know.
We know.
He could.
He didn't.
I mean, he could, though.
A very, very, very small chance. But no, the whole thing is, it's not as, like, it's more likely that He got hit by a car a couple weeks later, then he got AIDS, right? Okay, or he got into a car accident and died.
And then he became a friendly ghost.
So if you're sharing needles, though, then you're definitely getting it.
Has anybody ever made that joke about Casper?
I just did.
His origin story being... that's a funny joke, dude.
The kids?
That's a fucking funny... That's a joke, right? That's a whole joke. The Casper the Friendly Ghost origin story is kids...
That's two references that aren't going to fly.
Yeah.
No, dude, that is fucking funny. You should at least tweet that, or you should put that, somehow figure a way to get, that is fucking, you stink so bad at stand-up that will never be anything. Yeah. It sucks that you get to have that. But you should at least do something. Write a blog. I don't know, dude. Go to the...
Make a movie out of
kids
it.
Kids 20th
anniversary. Make it to the next level, and then like Christina Ricci gets Casper's AIDS.
Yeah, dude. This is fucking... I'm sorry. I don't mean to shit.
No, it's fine. I understand.
You're brilliant.
I'm not for this industry.
I love you. You're brilliant. I'm your biggest fan. All right. Look, we're going to get out of here in a minute. Anything you guys got going on that you want to plug?
Scopadoba?
When does this come out? Monday? Tuesday?
This will be out Tuesday night at 11 p.m.
Oh, well, if you want to do something that next day, come to Comics at Foxwoods. Me and Dave Smith
will be there. Dave Smith.
And then the June 27th, me, you, are with Bobby Kelly, the great Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, good thing I fucking remember. You reminded me about that gig. I almost forgot about it, and I was like, fuck.
Well, I would have been calling you the day before. Hey, Dan, what time I'm going to pick you up?
What do you got going on, Zachy?
Follow me on Twitter, @ZachIsNotFunny. Every Tuesday at Bar None, come hang out with me and my friends, get drunk, and see a free comedy show.
Is it every Tuesday?
Yeah, every Tuesday. I don't do every Tuesday,
tell you,
but it's my friends do it. Okay. Every
so we can get on. If I want to go on any Tuesday, I can get on.
Yeah, of course.
I can't.
And then hashtag Scobo, save
you can get
Nukem
on
Hive.
Once every couple months.
Hashtag save Nukem Hive. Help fund post-production on my new movie.
All right, guys. Also, follow me on Twitter @LuisJGomez. Go to GomezComedy.com. I got a bunch of dates coming up. Obviously, I'll be with Bobby Kelly on the 27th of June. But I'm also headlining the June... Fuck, dude, right here. Comedy Quarry, June 19th and 20th in Windsor, and the Underground Cafe in Toronto on the 18th. So check me out there. I'll check you next week. Peace!
That's all, folks.